When I say union, you say power. Union.
Power.
Union.
Power.
Union.
Longtime union activist Jamie Dominey of the Badger Rock Middle School Project was among those leading chants in the Capitol today. By normal standards, this was a big crowd, with people on the ground floor of the rotunda and leaning over the railings on two floors above. But it paled in comparison to the nearly 70,000 Madison police said rallied at the Capitol yesterday, and the thousands more demonstrators like Dominey are hoping for tomorrow. She told the crowd they needed to keep coming back, saying this fight was a big one.
This isn't just a Madison thing. This is a Wisconsin thing. This is a United States thing. This is a world thing.
But whether or not this cause is global, it has practical, tangible effects at the local level. So many teachers visited Madison to protest last week that schools around the state were shut down. To them, Wisconsin Education Association Council President Mary Bell had a message today.
To educators whose contracts do not recognize President's Day, we call on them to return to duty by day and find ways to be vocal and visible after their workday is done. To those whose contracts recognize President's Day as a holiday, we call on them to return to Madison.
Bell and other unions insist they're willing to concede on paying more for health care and pensions to balance the budget, as Governor Scott Walker has called for. Bell says most important to teachers is retaining their collective bargaining rights. Walker told Fox News Sunday that's a red herring, and that the legislature needed to pass his entire plan to prevent public sector layoffs. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.